God is saying, this matter is between you and me. I told you to prepare to meet thy God, but you did not listen. No one will stand beside you, and no one will look on you with pity. By the commandment of God, all has been withdrawn. There is no one left to help you. It's like everyone else just gets out of the way. No, no, I'm not going in there with you. Even the greatest created beings say this day is too terrible. They pack up their belongings and they move out of the way. In bare nakedness now, it's just you, God, and all the works you have done, all the words that have come out of your mouth, and every thought you have ever thought, and everything you've ever done in secret when no one else was looking. Now, if you can stand here and say, that's fine with me, bring it on, you are a fool. If Adam and Eve sinned once and the entire universe was cast into condemnation, how will you stand before him? Some say, I'll stand before him. No, you won't. You'll melt before him like a tiny wax figurine before a blasphemer. Well, that's not my God. I know it's not yours, but it is the Bible's God. It is the God of Jesus Christ. And it is the God of the Apostle Paul. Well, I just don't. What? Well, that's not my God. And therein lies the problem. Is your God the God of Scripture? Or does your God look more like Santa Claus in the Easter Bunny? Or some fabrication of a popular talk show host? Who is your God? Surely there is justice somewhere. Surely there is someone who is holy. Surely one day the buck is going to stop. It will, and it will stop right at the throne of God. Now you say, this is horrible news. In a sense it is, but in another way it is wonderful. It is amazing that I can preach a message like this and some people walk out storming mad and other people walk out so happy they're almost as giddy as a 16-year-old girl on their first date. Why is that? Because they know something. What do they know? Yes, this is true. It's all true. But it makes the cross of Jesus Christ that much more glorious. It makes me worship Him and thank Him and adore Him. Yes, preacher, everything you say is true. I deserve hell, but He died. And in Him I have trusted. Nothing in my hands I bring. Just to Christ and Christ alone do I cling. That's the difference between a converted man and a lost one. A lost one just gets angry. How dare he talk bad about me that way? A converted one walks out and goes, isn't Christ marvelous? Look what has been done for Adam's fallen race. Also, now listen to this. This is very important, and it goes along with this sermon. There is no lightning or thunder. You say, well, what? Why is that bad? No, the lightning and the thunder. Let me give you an example. When the law was given, there was lightning and thunder. Fearful? Yes, but it had a purpose. To show you, you're in trouble. They were warnings after warnings, thunder and lightning screaming at you, find shelter, a storm is coming. They were gracious warnings of God to men. Flee from the wrath to come. But there's no warning because it wouldn't do any good. Because there's no promise, there's no hope. If you have not heeded the warnings by now, there will be no warnings for you there. As the rich man said, send someone to go and tell my brothers so that they not come to this same place in which I find myself, this terrible hell. And he is told, if those brothers of yours If those family members of yours will not listen to Moses and the prophets, then they will not listen to someone even if they're brought back from hell. If you will not listen to the thunderings and the lightning of God, you will not listen even if an angel comes down from heaven and directs you to the gospel of Christ.